So today, the one we're actually focusing on is actually going to be on fear. As I was praying about what to share, I actually was going to go a different direction until last Sunday. I felt like God's like, no, you need to switch your focus and move from another biblical character actually to Joshua. And so we'll be looking at Joshua this morning and how he was in a turbulent time, an unknown time, an unfamiliar time with him. Andrea alluded to this earlier as she opened up the worship set. That he just lost his close mentor and leader, Moses. And as he's in a time of loss and time of grieving, God's calling him to the more that he's been made for in a time where I think it would be pretty easy to settle for less. So we're going to be looking at that today and how Joshua indeed did choose the more and had courage to do so. So we'll be looking at Joshua chapter 1. And I'll be starting at verse 1. We're reading through the chapter as we read this story of Joshua. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I'm just getting encouraged reading this. I hope you're getting encouraged right now. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go to the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving for your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you to the east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may have commanded them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Let's take a moment to pray. God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. God, thank you how you just spoke to Joshua, and we get to see the recording of that. And God, as we're looking at this conversation between you and Joshua and the Israelites, God, would you speak to us today? Lord, as it looks like there's many of us who struggle with fear as something that might want us or cause us to settle for less than what you called us to, Lord. God, I pray for breakthrough. God, I pray for transformation. Pray for you just to minister to us in all these locations and living rooms and porches and outside and those listening online. Audio and the recording, God, that they would just experience you in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. So there's a pretty big theme going on in this passage. So Moses had been leading. God made it very clear to Joshua that he is now dead and you're the guy that needs to lead. And the theme that keeps going on in verse 6 and verse 7 and verse 9 and verse 18 is is God keeps reminding directly to Joshua or through the people of God, the Israelites, that Joshua, you need to be strong and courageous, strong and courageous, strong and courageous, strong and courageous, over and over and over again. Before God was going to call Joshua to do specific things, he was calling him to be something. And that's so important, that our identity is what is central to our faith in Christ. Who we are, from that overflows what we do. And God was speaking right to the heart of Joshua. This is who you are because I am with you. It's so repetitive. It almost makes me think of like a song, like especially modern day songs. If you listen to songs, they kind of repeat lyrics over and over and over again. But I remember when I was growing up, I was so blessed. I still do have my parents who are probably watching this stream. Love you guys in New Hampshire. But my dad would he would sing this song to my my brothers and I. And this song that talks about being bold and being strong. And I really want to share that on Church Online. But I'll be honest, it's kind of nerve-wracking to be in front of a camera. I'm not a singer. I mean, you see all the Good Father special and Andrea. I'm just like, I don't know if I can sing that alone. So I'm going to do something you're not supposed to do during an online service. I'm actually going to leave. Bob, if you want to just keep running, whatever we're doing here, I got to get some help. So I'm going to get a little help, get a little courage, so then hopefully maybe I can sing this song to you on Church Online. So let's see how this goes. Guys, I need your help. I'm doing this Church Online service. I just left Bob alone in the studio. You're not supposed to do this. I want to sing a song, but I'm a little nervous. Can you guys help me out? All right, come on. Let's sing this together. All right, it's a song my dad actually taught me. Here we go. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord our God is with me. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord our God is with you. Here we go. And I will not be afraid. And I will not be ashamed. Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. Come on, I'm walking in faith and victory. For the Lord our God is with you. Awesome, guys. I love you. You guys are awesome. See you in a little bit. I gotta get back to Church Online, okay? See you in a little bit, guys. Oh, actually, let me grab this. All right, love you guys.
That is what we call a sprint this morning. Thank you, Peter and Josh, for just encouraging Dad. He's feeling a little nervous, so just being in the room with you guys just really lifted my spirit, and thanks for being part of that. So once again, God's encouraging Joshua, be strong and courageous. He's encouraging to be something before doing something. I wanted to look at three things this morning about moving into the more God has before you. Now, as Glenn started the series just 2 weeks ago, the more is there's a lot more that God has for us, but we can settle for anything less than that is really just what God does not desire, whether it's sin-related or just even if it's a good thing and it's not a God thing. We don't want to live any less than what God's calling us to live, and we want to move into the more God has before you, and it takes courage, courage over fear. I was reading a magazine this past week. It's called Between Us. It's a magazine my wife, Crystal, gets, and it's specifically for women who are in different places of ministry and calling. It's really cool. But the author of this ministry for about 30 years, Jill Briscoe, if I'm saying her last name right, she had an interview recently, and something in the interview really stood out to me. They asked her, Jill, you oftentimes are afraid, and her response, a summary of her response is essentially, it's like, yeah, I'm afraid a lot of times. Most of the time, I actually feel afraid, and she had grown up in Europe and during one of the wars with bombings and just like grew up with a lot of fear as a child, and she just kind of a lot of things she feels afraid of. And she oftentimes prayed for peace, but she oftentimes wouldn't get peace. But in the interview, it was very, I think, important, her response. She said, I realized that God wasn't always giving me peace in these situations where I'm called to step out and serve and love others, embrace the more, so to speak. What she started to pray for was actually courage, that when she was afraid, she would have courage to step into the fear and go through onto the other side. And that's exactly actually what we're going to see Joshua doing. The last 2 weeks, that's exactly what we saw Esther doing, stepping into the fear with courage. But you step in not alone. So here's three things I want to share this morning. One is
to remember the more that God has done before. If we're going to start moving into the more that God has for us now, we got to remember the more that God has done for us before. Now, Joshua was born in the wilderness. Those who came out of Egypt and God did great miracles, all those who came out of Egypt did not actually make it into the promised land. There's 40 years of wandering around the wilderness. But Joshua definitely would have heard about God's 10 different plagues that eventually caused Pharaoh to let the Israelites go, the Red Sea crossing across on dry land, manna in the wilderness. He would have experienced daily food provisions of manna and also quail. And so he would have seen what God has done before. But now he's alone. He doesn't have Moses. I mean, God's with him, but he doesn't have Moses, who's been the kind of the front person, so to speak, to lead in that. But it's so important for us to remember the more. And we're not people to go super deep in this because it's a big book. But as you go forward in Joshua a couple chapters, you'll see that when he crosses the Jordan River, the one that we read about in chapter one, when he gets to the other side and he crosses it on dry land during flood stage, he builds like an Ebenezer. He builds a rock formation where they take the rocks from the middle of the river and they form it specifically so that when people ask, what are those rocks there for? They could tell their children, let's remember the more that God has done before. Let's remember how God stopped the Jordan River at flood stage and that we were able to cross on through. That might even make people think, remember what even happened before with Moses with the Red Sea. For you and I this morning, it is so important to remember, as we're in a season that can be very challenging, what has God done before? What is the more God has done before? And if that's the same God that did it back then, Lord, if you're with me today, can I trust you to maybe take a step of faith into the more you have for me today? Joshua crossing the Jordan was a huge step as he went into the promised land. And then once he got there, God gave him specific strategies to take different cities in different ways. But that was a big step for him, and you'll see that in the next couple chapters. So the first thing is remember the more that God has done before in your life. Joshua would have looked back on his life, and then moving forward, as there's success and victories, he would have remembered that. Let's make moments where we can stop and remember what God has done, and that might encourage us to step out with courage through fear. The second thing is relying on God's word more than the voice of fear. Fear was the second, well, actually tied with being too busy in the poll this morning. But relying on God's word more than the voice of fear. As I've been praying for this service, and even this morning I was praying, I just got this picture that some of us who are watching this in church online today are in like almost like a, not a, like an actual physical one, but almost like a prison. Like they're trapped in fear. The door is open. Jesus has made the way open, but fear is telling you, or some kind of lie in your mind, that the way you're living, that you just got to be stuck there the rest of your life. Almost as if like the life you're living is not the life you think you should be living, but you're just too afraid to step out. Courage seems absent. God, you're not sure where he's at, and you're just living in fear. I'm believing that God wants to move us from a place of fear, specifically for a couple people this morning, out of those cages of fear and into his marvelous light that you can dance and run in the freedom of Jesus. One of the ways to do that is to get locked in on Scripture. Let God's word have the final say in our thoughts. Let God's word have the final say when it comes to comforting our hearts, that we would know God's word and let that be something that we would meditate on day and night. God said very clearly to Joshua as they're having that conversation, Joshua, you need to meditate on this day and night. May my words be on your lips all the time. If this is the instructions for Joshua to be in a place where he's grieving the loss of a friend, a mentor, and a leader, and now leading a bunch of people into a land that they've never gone into yet, and he's saying you got to be deeply grounded in the word of God, how much more you and I in this season with COVID-19 and the circumstances and unknowns, that let us be grounded in the word of God. Let us delight in the word of God. May God's word be the one thing that we are so excited about, whether you're reading it in the morning, afternoon, or evening, or all three. Man, I love God's word. Probably the best part of the whole message that you're going to hear this morning was actually when God's word was read in Joshua chapter 1, because God's word is powerful, it's living, and it's active. So we're going to actually have an opportunity to listen to more scriptures. And I had the opportunity this past week to just sit down via Zoom with Beverly Ewart. She's on staff here at New Hope Community Church. And I asked her a simple question of, Beverly, can you share with us some scriptures? And as she's sharing those with us today on Church Online, I encourage you just to receive them and let them speak to your heart, your mind, and your soul this morning. So let's go to that interview at this time. Hi, Beverly.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, thanks for joining me on this Zoom chat just to talk a little bit about God's word being greater than our fears. I really appreciate you taking the time. And I wanted to know if you could share with us and those on the Church Online service this Sunday morning, just some scriptures that just remind us that God is greater than any fear that we are facing both now and in the past and in the future.
I'd love to do that.
Awesome.
I'm going to start with Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 27, 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And 27, 13, and 14. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 28, 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him. Psalm 25, 14 and 15. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for he, only he, will release my feet from the snare. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Isaiah 46, 3 and 4. Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Isaiah 41, 9 and 10. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have called you. I have chosen you and not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Beverly, for sharing that. I know I'm so blessed just hearing scripture just read with no commentary, right? Just letting it soak in and seep in. And for those on Church Online who are going to be watching this on Sunday, I hope you've been blessed just to get the reminder that God's word is so powerful and infinitely beautiful that we can just let that soak in. So, Beverly, thank you for taking the time to join me on Zoom today. And thank you so much for sharing those scriptures with us.
Thanks so much, Jim. It was a gift to me. Blessing.
Thank you, Beverly, for once again sharing with us. And I hope those scriptures were just encouraging. I know I mentioned it as in the Zoom thing. They were just to hear God's word just read and just like, yeah, let's take that right into my heart, into my mind. So the first thing, we're moving into the more God has before, let's remember the more that God has done before. That the situation might be telling you a lot of things. Fear might be informing you. but what has God done before? What is his promises he's done before? And how can he interact in your current situation? The second thing was relying on God's word more than the voice of fear and going to scripture. And thank you, Beverly, once again for reading those scriptures with us on Church Online. The third thing I want to share is realizing that God's presence is more than enough. All these be strong and courageous lines, they all just fall down onto one thing. It's not that Joshua has to be strong and courageous on his own. It's to be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That there is courage that can be found in the presence of God. When Moses was still alive, it said in Exodus 33:11, it said, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to camp, but his young age, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. You even see before he was leading it, Joshua would linger near the presence of God. What does that look like in your life today? What does that look like in my life, in our life? Do we linger in the presence of God, spending time? Joshua is having a very open conversation, or at least God's sharing with him in Joshua chapter 1. God's just talking to him, and that's just called prayer. He's listening to God, downloading that day what God has for him. This wasn't obviously his first time talking with God. We'll see that before. And you see him as a really good example as someone that is deeply rooted in God's word, that spends time in God's presence, and that he holds on to the promises of God. We need to do that together today in 2020 on May 3rd. Let us be deeply rooted in God's word. Let us long to spend time in God's presence, and let's remember his promise. Now, later on in Joshua, around chapter 7, 8, or 9, read about in there, you'll see that just listening to God's word yesterday and lingering yesterday doesn't count necessarily for today as far as being close to him. They're in a situation, the Israelites, they had conquered Jericho, they conquered Ai, and now they're in a place that there was some local nation that was actually really near close to them. They came to see the Israelites, making it look like they came from really far away. And they're like, we come from far away, our wine sacks are worn out, our bread is moldy, our clothes are worn down. And they're like, please make a peace offering with us. And you'll see in the text that it says, no one inquired of the Lord. They just went forward and said, yes, these people were actually deceiving them. And I thought how important it is. You can linger with God and spend time with his presence yesterday or last week. But it's important for us to spend time in God's presence, listening to him daily. Sometimes things will be presented to us and we're like, seems like a great idea. I'll just run with it. But did we take it to the Lord in prayer? Did we inquire of God and said, Lord, what is your will for this situation? My gut reaction is, yeah, let's go forward with it. Seems really great. But in this situation, they didn't inquire of God, and they made a really bad decision that you'll see through Joshua and the Israelites. This would be like a thorn in their flesh, so to speak. So I want to give an encouragement to each one of us. Let us spend time in God's presence, not living off of what we spent with him on Monday or last Sunday, or hopefully not just Sunday to Sunday. Church online. God wants to have an intimate relationship with you each and every day. And because of Jesus, you can have that even today. As I wrap up this message, once again, I felt like the Lord just put it on my heart that there's a couple people watching this church online or listening in that you feel paralyzed. You feel like you're frozen in fear. You know that there's a God-given desire and heart to live a life that is much more than the life you're currently living or maybe even settling for. And I just want to encourage you once again that God is with you. You are not forgotten. Fear that feels so crippling, that God can give you peace. He can give you courage, that you are dearly loved by a heavenly Father. That opening song, The Good, Good Father, I was like, what a beautiful framework of remembering that when Joshua's getting reminded that God is with him wherever he goes, that's a good, good Father being with Joshua wherever he goes. And whatever situation you're in this morning, or if you're watching the recording, I just feel like the Lord put it on my heart. I just want to remind you, I'm just a messenger. I just want to remind you that God is with you and that the gate of that prison of being paralyzed is wide open. Jesus has invited you to come out. It takes a step of faith, takes a step of courage. Sometimes we're waiting for everything to be peaceful circumstantially around us, and then I'll step out. Oftentimes, though, it's the opposite. The circumstances haven't changed yet. but the Lord's working in our hearts to change us to become the man, the woman that God's called us to be. Be strong, be courageous, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I wanted to wrap up with just a couple of questions. The first question is, what is the more God is calling to you in this season? Glenn asked this last week, I think the week before, but keep hitting on that. What's this desire? What is God calling you to do in this season? Maybe it is stepping out of that paralyzing fear kind of prison chamber. I'm stepping out into the more. Maybe it's to take that step and leap into a calling or caring for someone or praying or maybe giving to someone in need. I don't know. That's why it's great to ask God, what is the more he has called you for in this season today? The second question is, what fear or fears are hindering you from embracing the more God has for you? It's really important to just name it very specifically. What fear? Is it a fear maybe you tried before and you feel like you'll fail again, the fear of failure? Is it the fear of maybe letting someone else down, so just like I'll just stay stagnant? Is it the fear of the unknown? Well, everything's familiar. I live this life and it's less than what God has for me, but it is familiar. And the fear of going into an unknown place, is it the fear of maybe possibly being in a place where you feel alone? If others aren't going with you and you're going to some place that you feel God's calling, like what might that feel? It's good just to take a moment and just be real with God. God already knows, Lord, this is what I'm fearing. This is what I'm being afraid of. God, would you help me in this area to step out in faith, to step out in courage? What fear or fears are hindering you from embracing the more God has for you? And number three is, who can encourage you this week to step out with courage or step out with courage into what God has called you? And then who can you encourage? Fear can be contagious. It really, really can. If someone's sharing what they're afraid of or whatever, sometimes it just hits you and you're like, oh, or if you go on the news, right? You look at the news, see someone that seems afraid, and you're like, I was having a great day, I was enjoying the sunshine today. Maybe you look at the news later today and you're like, oh, you know, fear can be contagious. But you know what else can be contagious? Is courage. Form a community of courage around you. I had a really fun time, you know, jumping back with Peter and Josh and singing Be Bold, Be Strong. But I wanted to make a point there too, that there's something about when you're around other people that let's remember that we can be strong together. Let's be bold together because God is with us. He is for you. He's not against you. He is with you. And if God is for you, then who could be against you? No one or anything of any significance can stop the plan that God has made you for. And it's a good, good plan. So as we wrap up, we want to just give a reminder that we serve a good, good Father. Whether your circumstances are easy right now or difficult, whether you're in a place of hope or despair, maybe you're activating fear, you feel paralyzed with faith, you can take a step into the more God has for you today by inviting him to work in your life. We're going to have just a time to reflect on what God has been speaking through his word to you specifically with a song that talks about trusting in God even when things don't go the way we want. Even when the breakthrough hasn't happened yet, God, I'm still going to trust in you because you are good. We have a good, good Father. His word is true and his love for us is steadfast and unwavering. Going to read a benediction and then a prayer, and then afterwards I have a short announcement, just remind us about the Zoom opportunity to thank our educators. So I'd like to read this passage. It says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, that you love us this way, like a good, good Father, that you care for us, you know our needs. God, you are wanting us to walk in freedom and in truth and experience the more that you have set before us. And Lord, I pray all of us together, those watching live and the recording, that we could take a step of faith with courage into the more you have for us today and in this upcoming week. In Jesus' name, amen.